We're going to study the Sfasemes, the last piece of the Sfasemes, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Vav. Last piece in the year Tov Reish Lamed Vav. In these editions of the Sfasemes, it's on page 308. He asks a fascinating question, one that people don't commonly ask. People ask, why didn't Yitzchak tell his son? Why didn't Yosef send messages to his father once he was able to? And the Sfasemes asks, "Mashaloi gila Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov Avinu al Bashalom miMechiras Yosef? Why didn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu somehow let Yaakov know that Yosef's still alive? He didn't have to, meaning Hashem wouldn't have to say or somehow make it known that it was because of Yosef's own brothers that he was sold. He could have been kidnapped by Yishmaelim. Who would have known? If the brothers did as they did, causing a chayrib, a ban, to come on anyone who would, God forbid, let it be known what they had done. So the same thing could have been that Ishmael and the Midjanid sell him to Mitzrayim. They simply say, I don't know, he must have been kidnapped. Something must have happened to him. But no, because Baruch Hu didn't want that to be. Yaakov would agonize, says this Sfasemes, more if he knew Yosef or thought Yosef was alive, but in Mitzrayim. Why would it be this way? Hashem wanted for Yaakov's own good. Why? Ki hoyo loy tsar Yosef im hoyo yodea ki nimkel Mitzrayim. Yaakov would have suffered more thinking, knowing that he's in Mitzrayim, in a place of erva and tumah, the Sfasemes says. So it's a fascinating thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, says we have to have Yosef in Mitzrayim, and it's going to happen through his own brothers, and one day Yaakov and Yosef will be reunited, as will the brothers with Yosef even before that. But for Yaakov to know that he's in Mitzrayim would cause Yaakov too much tzar, more pain than thinking that Yosef's already gone Torah Torah. Fascinating. Why? Because Mitzrayim is such a place from which his father was saved in times of Ra'av. Mekesh Baruch Hu said, don't go there. Gur Baruch says this. What happened to his grandmother, to Sarah? Terrible. Because of Mitzrayim. Shtufei Zima. Horribly lascivious people. And for Yosef to be there, innocent Yosef. Yosef, my ben Zukunim, my barchakim, in the words of Targum, Yaakov would have been devastated. It's fascinating thing that a person could be more, a tzaddik like Yaakov, could be more agonized by his son being alive in Mitzrayim than thinking that he's Nebuch God forever. Because that's what a tzaddik feels about my child, my Tchalila, fall victim to the tumah, to the defilement that would desecrate all the kedusha that's my son Yaakov, that's my son Yosef.
And we're surrounded by
it. But that's where Yosef had to be, and that's what the next part of Sfasemes is going to be. He had to be there. Yosef had to be in Mitzrayim. And that's why Kedush Baruch Hu says he'll be in Mitzrayim, but Yaakov won't know. Yaakov will think he's gone forever. But Yosef has to be in Mitzrayim, because he's going to be a trailblazer in that very tumah that Yaakov so fears, says the Sfasemes. We're in the paragraph, right side, page 308, right hand side, lower paragraph, line 6. Ki be'emes hayadava gogol ma'oid shenishar Yosef hatzadik b'kdusha soy b'mitzrayim. The fact that Yosef remained holy Yosef is a davar gadol, for which reason he had to be in Mitzrayim. V'nirki Hakadosh Baruch Hu asa hakol l'tayva. All of this is for the tayva of the Shvatim and of all the Klal Yisrael that has to emerge from Mitzrayim. Ki loy haya be'efshari sheyigalu b'nei Yisrael. It would not be possible for b'nei Yisrael to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Bilti hakdamas yiridas Yosef live Mitzrayim. Without Yosef first being there, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Yedeh Tehlik Egeh Yezerach Abed Esfalehem Abod Avinu Aysen Avraham Yashanam. It's going to have to be. It has to be, interestingly enough, that the holiness of Yisrael is kind of distinguished and actually emerges from the Kur HaBarazel, from Mitzrayim itself. Mi Yitin Torah Mitameh, like the Pasuk says. And that's how it has to be. But that means that we have to first be in Mitzrayim. But how can we be in Mitzrayim and not be, so to speak, stillborn? Spiritually stillborn in Mitzrayim and never emerge. And never come out a people capable of being Makabu, Torah, Sinai. If the Shufay Zima in Mitzrayim are going to get to us, Yosef says to his brothers later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here as the Plater, the Plater Gedoyla, so that we would be able to survive, says the Sfasemes, doesn't just mean so that we'd be able to survive the famine and the years of Shnois Harov. It means that we have to have the preparation so that people, Am Yisrael, can be in Mitzrayim and emerge spiritually pure and powerful enough, deserving enough to be Mekabel Torah. And we're not going to be able to do that unless Yosef blazes a trail. And I don't just mean that we follow his example and we knew about it. Shvatim knew about it. B'nei Yosef and B'nei Shvatim knew about Yosef's Tzidkis. It's more than that. On a spiritual level, once one Jew, once one of B'nai Yisroel is capable of doing what he did, being in that environment, and in spite of being in that environment, rising up against all odds, and maintaining his holiness, maintaining his Tahara and his Kedusha, if he can do it, he has made it possible for any of us to do it as well. And that's what the Sfasemes means. The whole point of him being able to survive, and the reason he looked at himself a certain way, such that he said, I'm different from them, is because he came there with them looking at him like an Eved. How interested are the Mitzrayim going to be in bringing him, Yosef, into their fold, into their close quarters, and in being close with him and letting him become one of us, if he is a down and out slave, an unworthy Eved? So that already means there's distance. And then what he also means is that Yosef says, I'm here unjustly. I did nothing wrong. It was Ibus Adin, it was a miscarriage of justice. I'm a righteous person from a righteous family. My brothers misunderstand who and what I am. I am not interested in their demise. I'm not interested in usurping their place as Shiftei Kah. But I have a preeminence that I'm supposed to have, a role I'm supposed to play. So he comes there with a whole identity and a whole sense of indignation about how he doesn't belong there. And that's very, very helpful in that kind of an Isaiah. It causes him to want to distance himself from the Mitzrayim, just like the Mitzrayim want to distance themselves from him. The Sfasemes. Rak al yedei ze atzmai shenimka v'avla u'b'ibus hadin. And now he says a fascinating thing spiritually. When a person is punished in a certain way and has a certain tzara, it's a schus for that person. You can understand that when a person has certain challenges in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to that same person in a different way. And it's all part of the big plan, says the Sfasemes in the next line. This helped him that he not assimilate, that he not be part of his Hizbollahus Kolila. Timua means assimilation. That he not become assimilated to and become just like any other Mitzri. Uzduchus zeh siyehu lihishar b'kedusha. That's chus, that he was in such dire circumstances, unjustly sold into servitude by his own brothers. That all helps him, because on the one hand he's suffering, but on the other hand, Kesher Baruch says, I gotta help him. Kesher Baruch says, I can't put upon him every way, both that he's sold into Avdus, and that he should not be able to stand up to the Nisyonos that he's going to face alone in Egypt. He's 17 years old. Now, I understand that he is, you know, like his father, and that his father had taught him, and he had been on the receiving end of the greatest influence from his father. And at 17 in those days, it's not like a 17-year-old today. But as we would say, I was hurt, the 17-year-old. He's still very young. And this is before, and we are not even talking, Sfas Emes says, about the Nisayon with Eishes Potifa, the most personal Nisayon, where he's boxed in, and this woman obviously is trying to allure this young man, and this poor boy is facing his boss's wife in these circumstances, and that's how he ends up suffering, because he refuses all of her achievements and advances, and he ends up in prison, l'hishar v'kedusha, because he's going to maintain his kedusha. Now we get into that, the Yisrael specifically, because that's the ultimate in how he protects kedusha of the Shiftei Ka and sets a precedent and blazes a spiritual path that we maintain our kedusha. One woman in all of Klal Yisrael, one woman had the circumstances were because of what a mitzvah did to her husband. One woman was with a mitzvah in all the years. In all the years of God's tribe. Gam hanistoyoy im eishes petifa shekosav b'medrash v'ein ish. The pasuk reads that on that fateful day v'hi k'hayem hazeh, the house is empty. Ish is an interesting expression. Ish usually means a great person. And the Medrash Rabba no less says, note 6 here on the bottom, Yosef looks at himself and he knows he's in a terrible nisayon. This is the ultimate test with this woman who's making advances. Ish. And he says, I don't have what it takes to stand up against this. He's that honest with himself. And he's struggling verily. Nirisha Haya Nisayun Gogol Ma'id. Svasamis would appear this was the ultimate Nisayun. Tremendous Nisayun. And he says, I can't. Ain't ish. I'm not man enough to fight this Yetzirah. What am I going to do? Says the Svasamis as follows. V'yesh. Begs me in Nisayunis. Echot Shiyochel Ha'odom Lugabar V'kaifai. One, where depending on what kind of a challenge it is, the person finds what he or she needs to do in order to counter whatever enticements there may be. He's like the Gemara says, "Be meraged the yetzer hara, excuse me, against the yetzer hara." But that's dealing with the substance of the challenge. There are, however, challenges greater than that. She'ein be'efshari ligvar klal, that a person just can't overcome the yetzer hara. Rock. Except because there's such a goodness and such a concern and righteousness on the tzaddik's part that he goes completely different from what other people might do. He's not dealing anymore with the specifics of the challenge. It ceases to be in the tzaddik. And he's going to explain how that happens. Who perish? She just say, he's now being helped Mishamai. As the Medrash says, he really wanted to do a ched, and suddenly he sees the image of his father. So, what does that mean? It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him in Shemayim comes this image, and he says, I can't do this. The Sfasemis takes it, however, in a slightly different direction. The pasuk reads, she's advancing, she's asking, she's urging him, Vayimain with the Shalshelis, Vayimain, and then a psik, and then Vayemer el Eishes Adonav, and he explains himself to his master's wife. Long explanation. Hey, Adoni lo yada iti ma bavoyis. My master does not even know what exactly I'm doing and what my work entails because he trusts me to do it so thoroughly and completely. V'chol sheyesh lo nosan biyadi, all that's his, he trusts me with. And then a godel b'bayis says, there's no one who is of greater importance or of higher authority in my master's house and his business. Lechasach mimeni ma'uma, he's not held back anything from me. Ki myself, but for you, basher at ishtoi, because you're his wife. How can I do this terrible evil and sin to God? Going back to the beginning, it says v'yimayim, and then there's a psik, meaning there's a pause. Then he explains all of what we just said. Says this Sfas Emes, and before him in a sense, the Al Shech HaKadosh as well. The Al Shech. Al Shech HaKadosh also takes note of the fact that there is first Vayimahim, he refuses. Then Vayomer, he says. Those are two distinct steps and more. He refuses, not because of the explanation. He just refuses. Let's see what the Sassana says, as he did in Tav Reish Lamed Vav. He discusses this a few times in different years. V'kasavti b'makam acher perish zeh shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu habechira la'adam b'chol ma'isa asher yirtzeh la'asos. What Yosef thought about is this: I have bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting me now, as he does so many times, as he puts all of us, in situations of being tested. He could have made us differently. He could have made life without all of these challenges, without all of these tests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created us where most challenges are either easily met or obviated. We just don't have these challenges. But that's not what he did. He said, I'm going to create a beautiful world with tremendous opportunities and possibilities, and nestled within them challenges that result. Rak achas mevakesh Hashem yisbarach me'adam asher yizkar ve'ol malchusa yisbarach. All he wants us to do is remember he's the melech v'sheyedesh hakol me'itoy, and remember that all good things and all challenges within those great things are from him. V'tzarech al kolponim ha'adam lishmar zos. And this is what I have to be watchful for, and this is what we all have to be careful about. In other words, Yosef said, I can't deal with the individual issues here and my desires and the allure and the yetzahara, because if I will lose. I won't be able to stand up against that. All I can do is remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Melech Malkei Melachim. He created me with my yetzahara. He created all of the world with all of these challenges so that ultimately we should grow by meeting these challenges and overcoming these very adverse circumstances. I can't betray him. Not that I don't want to. I just can't. Not that I know how to counter the Yetzirah that I have at this moment. But to do this, I can't. That's Vayimahim. I can't. Alsh says, what's a Shalshelis? What it's called a Shalshelis. What is Shalshelis? A chain. I'm chained. I'm chained. Not that I don't want to do it, I want to do it so badly, but I'm chained. I have chains around my feet, around my arms. I can't, I won't. That's it.
Cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance. It's certainly a moment that's similar, that, you know, it's not like a behavior, right? In other words, behavioral theory would not have been the operative way to get him to change his behavior, but just saying, I can't, because I got a melech malchei melachim. Now, this is very common. This is very, very, very common. Where people have terribly great nisyonos, lo aleinu, and meet that challenge only by dint of saying, I can't, because I know that this is a challenge. And as much as I want to fail and do this terrible avera, I can't. Because I can't, because I have a melech malchei melachim, and I know he created all these circumstances, and I know that this test is only meant to cause me to have not only a greater elam haba, but to actually grow as a human being. So no matter how I can't deal with the details of this particular challenge, big picture, by your mind, I won't. That's the first thing he says. And that's the psik. And then in a different year, in Tav Reish Mendalin, Sfasema says it even more openly that way. Pirish. Betchila mi'ein ba'avera b'li tam. He said in Tav Reish Mendalin. He stops, he can't, without explanation. Without explanation within himself. K'meshamnu chazal, al yom ha'odom yi'efshi b'vasach hazir. Person shouldn't say, "Oh, I it's disgusting. I wouldn't eat that pasuk hazir, that pork." No, Rak. No, you would, but because Baruch Hu says, "Rak ma'es." But what can I do? Avisha b'shemayim. Does it rely? That's it. And then he says, and that's true. That yir shemayim, without getting into details, then zaychin achar kach limtzay tamim livchar b'toyev v'limoyz b'ra. Then afterwards come the explanations of why it's wrong and how it's wrong, and those bolster the earlier commitment, but the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me choice, and he could have bound me to never even violate his will, take away from me my bechira. No, he gave me bechira, and he wants me to be able to stand up to this, and even if on the grounds of what it is that I'm enticed by, I wouldn't be able to, but just the fact that he trusts me. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He trusts me. He trusts me to be able to do his mitzvah. He trusts me to be able to do his will. Look at the next words of the Sfasemister. Fascinating. V'hovin eila ha'dvarim b'divrei Yosef HaTzadik. These are the words in Remez of Yosef himself as he explains himself to his master's wife. V'lechosach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't held anything back from me. V'lechosach mimeni ma'uma. And then a godel b'bayis is there. You've given me a whole world and a whole life with so many possibilities. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my master, you have not held anything back from me. And you've trusted me to do the right thing in your house, in my life, with my body, which is a mikdash, which is itself so holy. The Eich'es, the Harah, Gedoy L'Hasayis, says the Sfasem is that the explanation is actually a remez to this very idea. That his real Adayim is not Potiphar. His real Adayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His real master is Hashem. And look what you have trusted me with. You've entrusted me with life and possibilities of being holy and possibilities of rising to these challenges and to taking everything that you've given me and doing the right thing with it. So, Eich es the Haroah HaGedoyla HaZois V'dayel HaKimah, says the Sfasemes. I'm not going to explain it, he says, but you'll understand wisely that this is a remez to what Yosef's feeling, that I can't betray my Adon Hashem. And that's reflected in the words he says to his Adon's wife, I can't betray, I can't do this to my Adon Potiphar. That's how he, so to speak, gets his sense of free will under control. Sassenus's words are Latseis Mehabachir. Avidesh Zakar Shigam Habachir and Dasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're able to overcome that sense of I'm so free. Well, think about who made you so free. Who gave you this ability to be so free? Who gave you the possibilities of being strong or buckling under? She'ein ze yesher laver al ritzim yizbaruch. It's not right for me to not rise up to this challenge, even though the ingredients, the specifics, are beyond my ability. He's so bitter, and he's a young man, and here he's with this beautiful woman. This way he was taken out of the nisayot. And he said the profound thing with which we'll conclude. God's Mitzrayim, of course, is the first of all the Gulyas. It's the head of all Gulyas. The Kutetairah says that it's the Keter on the Rosh of the Golus Bavel, and the arms of the Zeroya of Golus is Madai, the Guf is Yavon, and the legs are Edai. This is the Keter in Mitzrayim of all of the power of Golus. The Ikra Golus Hu Toysefus Habchira. What is Golus? Having choices and having possibilities, you're amongst the Goyim, and the allurement is all around you, and the enticements are there. That's Golus. That's Golus. And when you have Geula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here I am, and here you are with me, all of a sudden, you know, all of the enticements and all of the Yetzirah becomes obviated, becomes nothing. That's when Bechira is taken away from us. Los Lavoi, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, a lay of Basar and a lay of Evan will be taken away from you. So the Sfasemes is saying that Yosef represents to us the possibility of sometimes when the details and specifics of what it is that's challenging us might be too great, but think deeply about the fact that we've been given the possibility and the opportunity to use our free will, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created us differently and made the world differently so that we wouldn't have all of these challenges. But no, he wants us to have a beautiful world with tremendous possibilities. But within that, yes, to be challenged, but to succeed when we are challenged, and to be great and noble human beings, and to achieve that growth, we have to beat back these challenges, even though when the specifics of it are too great. I remember big picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he is my Adon. and has entrusted me, as this pasuk says, Berimiza, lechosach mimeni umah, hasn't held anything back. All possibilities of greatness and even of good things in Olam Hazeh. I can't betray my other. This path is a path blazed by Yosef for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael, knowing that we're going to be in Galus, in Mitzrayim, and then other, unfortunately, other Galuyos. Yosef is the one who blazes the path, teaching us how, in his footsteps, like him, to be able to overcome the terrible, terrible challenges and rise up and become and remain holy Bnei Yisrael, even in the face of the most adverse times of diaspora.